The environment at MIT was so live, so rich. Classmates interacted with each other. I don't know if you know the names Tom Kailiff and Jack Ziv, for example. Jack Ziv was one of the guys who created the Ziv Lempel coding.
Okay.
Tom Kailiff, a great communication theorist. One is an Indian, one is an Israeli. I remember these two guys would teach each other their specialties just on their own in Tom's office. I mean, these pairwise interactions were unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And I sat next to a guy doing artificial intelligence, a guy doing coding theory. I mean, it was a wonderful environment.
Uh-huh.
It was no longer the server lab. This is now the research lab for electronics.
Right.
I watched Shannon teach. I saw Norbert Wiener teaching there. He was in class with me. We took scientific Russian together with a few others. I mean, you can't believe how rich that environment was. That was,
mm-hmm.
You can't replace that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real hotbed of intellectual brilliance. I remember Ivan Sutherland came by. He came from Caltech with a master's degree,
mm-hmm.
wanted to go for a PhD. And he, usually you get your master's at MIT and then you get ready for the qualifying exam
right.
for a PhD. He came in having done his work at Caltech. You have so much time to prepare for the qualifying, and that qualifying was a killer exam. It was a written exam full of trick questions. If you didn't see the trick, you failed. Okay. And there was a 50% failure rate in that exam.
Really?
Ivan came in, he did best of everybody with the minimum preparation. And just raw brilliance. I mean, Larry and I did great, but he was surrounded by really magnificent people working on interesting projects. Ivan spent a lot of time at Lincoln Lab also because he was using a TX2 computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of the environment, it couldn't have been richer. There was just so much going on.
So, your idea of computers, I mean, this is a virgin area, territory to get into, was it just came to you by, appeared to you very naturally?
Well, yes and no. Again, having studied under Shannon,
uh-huh.
Shannon's key ideas were you look at a problem and you try to look at the systems in their limit of large numbers.
Right.
Coding theory works when you have long sequences.
Right.
So I said, if these computers are ever going to have to talk to each other, my natural mathematical side said, let's examine the case when a large number have to interact somehow.
Uh-huh.
So however I'm going to attack this problem, it's got to solve it and be a scalable solution.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my thesis proposal was called Information Flow in Large Communication Nets.
Right, okay.
It had a different title when it was done with, but my focus was large. So that meant I couldn't have centralized control, because that's a point of failure, and it would get swamped.
Right.
So one of the key ideas I put in was distributed control,
right.
distributed routing. No one piece of the network controls the rest of the network. It's
right.
all local control.
Right.
But the underlying problem was, why not let the then existing communication network, the telephone network, solve this problem, and as you probably know, that wouldn't work.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is it's basically fixed assignment.
Right.
When you and I speak on the telephone, that communications link between the two of us is dedicated to our conversation.
Right.